We're going to win, Twins, and we're going to score as long as it's not in October. That was a cheap shot. Sorry.
That was a cheap shot.
It was. I apologize. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Phil Miller from the Star Tribune writes about the Twins. Phil, I am curious from your standpoint, when you saw the news this week that the Poleads were indeed going to be selling the Minnesota Twins, were you surprised by that at all, or had there been whispers about this coming for time?
I was very surprised because I had been, I wouldn't say pestering, because we don't see Joe Poleads enough to pester him, but I had... I had asked Joe a couple of times since he took over, do you see the family holding on for the long term? It's a very valuable asset, and he is the only one of Carl Polad's grandchildren to take an obvious interest in the game and the team. He's the only one that we see around the ballpark. And so, but every time I had asked, he said, oh, yeah, this is – we're here for the long term. This is a community asset. We are. I asked him in February, "Were you still on the team in 10 years?" And he said, "I hope so. I think so. I don't have any reason to think otherwise." But it's, you know, he doesn't own the team. He owns a share of the team, and I doubt that he was in favor of selling. It was his announcement. Because he runs the team, but he never gave any impression that he wanted to do anything other than work in the front office.
Phil, what are the expectations that we've got now, though? And we kicked around the idea of who would be somebody that might be in position to actually buy this, whether it's Lorian Rodriguez or Bezos or the Wilfs or Cargill. What do you think about that? What are the expectations? We all can kick around the dollar amount. Let's call it somewhere between $1.5 billion and $2 billion. But who's the best fit for the Twins?
Boy, it's it would be somebody that that does it for notoriety, for publicity. Which, hey, great for me, I suppose. But because I think the truth is, you buy sports teams either out of ego, more or less, or for the long-term value. I mean, the Twins were bought by the Poleads family for $44 million, and they're looking to get $1.5 billion. So, but the trouble is, if you buy it for the long term, you don't want to lose money. Most owners don't want to lose money as you go, and that's going to be difficult in baseball with. You know, with TV realigning and, you know, the Twins' revenues are going to decrease maybe as much as $40 million from where it was 2 years ago, just because Bally's has gone bankrupt and they're turning to a streaming option instead. So it's got to be somebody that can afford to not necessarily lose money every year, but not be looking to make a lot of money. And you know, you hate to say it, but the Mark Cubans of the world, maybe an Alex Rodriguez, if he has that kind of money behind him, can afford it. But it's not going to be an easy business to make a lot of money in going forward. So you need someone who has money to burn, basically.
Phil Miller from the Star Tribune. Phil, really quick here. We've got about 30 seconds. Do you think that the Twins will be selective in who they take? In terms of they're going to try to have someone local, or is this just go to the highest bidder?
Well, local is their preference, I'm sure. But yeah. If it's a big difference, you can't blame them for looking to maximize. I hope some local people step forward, but I don't know that that will matter.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us.